situation where you can answer or mean louder. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot, in Kufchof Dalad, Sifkot and Men Zayin, says that if you're saying or mean in order to get other people to realize that there's a bracha being said, so that they should answer or mean as well, in order to encourage people that they should also be saying or mean, then you are allowed, and it might even be a mitzvah to say Amen louder in order to get other people to not miss out on the Amen and that they should answer as well. The Shevet HaKa'osi adds on to this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tes on the base. Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, somebody who answers Amen b'chol koichai with all his strength, is the Gemara says, Poischin loy shari gan Eden. So Rashi explains, what does b'chol koichai means? Rashi explains it means b'chol kavanosoi, not as loud as you can, but with the greatest intent that you can manage. Answer Amen. Poischin loy shari gan Eden. Tosfos brings a daya, he brings an idea. Somebody that, a Rishon that says, that you should answer Amen b'chol rom, in a loud voice. So the Shevet HaKa'osi says, even if everybody's answering Amen, you're not answering Amen in order to encourage other people, but you're answering Amen just because you want to be Mekayim this Tosfos, in order to say Amen b'kol rom, so they can open Shari Gan Eden for you, then you're allowed to answer in a loud voice as well. You should be careful not to blow people away, deafen everybody around you, but you should, there is an idea that you can answer Amen in a louder voice, so long as you're having in mind that to be Mekayim this Tosfos. For no reason, you should not. But in order to encourage other people, in order to be Mekayim this Tosfos, to say Amen in a kol rom, or any other reason, good reason as to why you should be answering Amen loud, louder than the person saying the bracha, that's good enough. For example, the Ish Lavrom Mibuchach brings an idea that a Bal Kore is about to start leaning. And the person who made the bracha said the bracha extremely quietly, and he wants to alert everybody that the kriya is about to start, the leaning is about to start. He can answer Amen, the Bal Kore can answer Amen in a loud voice to alert everybody that the leaning is about to start. Yeah. We brought down last time an idea, somebody who's saying Shmona Esrei quietly, not too quietly because you can hear him, not quiet enough. You can hear him. We spoke an idea that some acharonim which say that you should answer Amen. After I gave the share, somebody came up to me and said, I specifically answer Amen loud in order that the person should realize that he's saying Shmona Esrei too loud, and that lechayra is okay. The post can say, if you have any good reason as to why you should be answering Amen louder than the person saying the bracha, this person saying the bracha quietly, not quietly enough, but he's saying it reasonably quietly, and he said Amen quite loudly in order that the person should realize he's davening too loudly, and he quieted him down afterwards.
You shouldn't say so loud that people will be misled, says.
No. Yeah, you shouldn't say it loud so that people should be misled. This also applies, the Mishnah Berurah says that by Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, but there is an idea that you should answer in a loud voice, not too loud, no. Not to blow people away. It's also Amen. If you look at the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Tes, it brings Amen Yehei Rabba first, and Amen two lines underneath it. Kuf Yud Tes on base things. If you come after the shiur, I can show you. We're going to speak about a shaila which came up at the end of last shiur. We spoke about saying an Amen, a long Amen, not saying Amen too quickly. It should take you for the time it takes to say Kel Melech Naaman. People came up to me and they said, but I don't understand, if I say Amen for that long, the Chazan's already started the next bracha, and I'm going to miss it. Is it okay to say Amen when the Chazan's saying the next bracha? So this is something which came up last year. So I'm going to, the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chof Dalet Sif Tes. It says, if there's a little bit of people answering, the Shulchan Aruch is talking to the Shliach Tzibah. He says, if there's a few people in the Tzibah that are saying Amen too long, then you don't need to wait for them, you can continue with the next bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that if most of the people in the congregation are still answering Amen, it is possible for the Chazan to start the next bracha. The Be'ah Halacha says that even though if most of the people have finished answering Amen, if they said Amen too quickly, they did not say Amen for the time it takes to say Kel Melech Naaman, and the Miyat of the Tzibah, the other people that are lengthening their Amen are doing it in order to get the Amen to the length it takes the length of time it takes to say Kel Melech Ne'eman, then the Shliach Tzibah has to wait for them, even though they're the Miat, because they're the ones saying El Main properly. Now, what happens if the Chazan doesn't know this halacha, or he doesn't want to follow this halacha, and he's going into the next bracha? Sharei Teshuva, Os Tes Zayin, in this siman, he says that if the Chazan's already started the next bracha, you're not allowed to answer Amen. But so long as he, it's mashma from the Sharei Teshuva that if he hasn't started the next bracha, if you start Amen after one bracha, he's about to start number two, and you start saying Amen in the gap, even if your Amen stretches into the start of the next bracha, it's absolutely fine. You don't have to worry about it. What I do personally is I elongate the nun of the Amen. So it's Amen, and if you elongate the nun, it's much quieter than the rest of the Amen, the Aleph and the Mem, because there's no vowel under the nun, in which case I can say Amen and still hear every word. So you can elongate not the Aleph and not the Mem, you elongate the nun, not too much, so that the Amen is still visible, it's still audible as an Amen. If you elongate just the nun, then you can keep up with the chazan and you can answer Amen properly, and everything is fine.
If the chazan, on the show, everybody shout Amen.
Right, so we said last time that's called an Amen Chatufa. You have to make sure to answer Amen only after the Mavoreh has finished the last word.
You come here because people start shouting.
So then you should either get closer or you should estimate when he's finished. If you estimate, you have Toch Kedei Dibur, so you have about 2 or 3 seconds after he's finished. So usually it's not too hard to guess, and if it is too hard to guess, then you should move closer to the Chazan and watch his mouth. We said last time, even if you don't hear the bracha, if you can see there's a bracha being said, if you understand there's a bracha being said, you can answer Amen. So if you move closer to the chazan, if you can't hear him finishing the bracha, because everybody else is saying their Amen incorrectly, if you move closer, then you can answer Amen.
Is it not better just to say Amen?
No, if we said last time, if you say Amen too quickly, the Gemara says...
Is it not just better to do that than Amen, and then you're not sure if it didn't do it?
Well, so you're talking about the start of the Amen or the finish? If the start of the Amen, you know it's okay, then the end of the Amen, you don't have to worry about the next bracha. That's what we saw in the Sharei Teshuva. You don't have to worry about the next bracha. The best thing to do is pick a Shliach Tzibur who you know knows the halacha and you know who will wait. If you can't do that for whatever reason, move closer and try and hear as much as you can. There's not much else you can do. I know there are certain chazanim in various shuls that are very good in regards to these halachas. They wait the correct amount of time, they daven at the correct volume and at the correct speed. There is a halachas katanus. I don't know if everybody follows this halacha. He says the chazan can't make you lose an omein. It's not fair. He says even if the chazan goes straight into the next bracha, you can still answer Amen. You don't have to listen to it. I don't think this is the main halacha, but the Piskei Teshuva says if you don't know if the chazan's going to go to the next bracha and you've already started saying Amen, then you can finish the Amen and it's okay, even though you started the next bracha straight away. The Sharei Teshuva says if you started the second bracha already, we already said, then you're not allowed to answer Amen. He says you can. The chazan can't make you lose an Amen because he's in a rush. And the Piskei Teshuva says, if you're not sure if you have enough time to say Amen, then you can rely on this halachas katanas. But the main halacha is like the Sharei Teshuva. If he finishes Magen Avram straight into Atar Gibor Olam Hashem, then you're able to answer Amen. If you weren't sure if that was what's going to happen. Here we go. Some say, even though the Shulchan Aruch, we just said you have to wait for most of the people to finish saying Amen before the Chazan goes into the next bracha. Some say the Chazan should wait for everybody. We quoted an opinion last time that Chazaros HaShatz as a bracha chiyuvis on everybody, and the Shliach Tzibah is motziyu. If you're being yotzei with the bracha, you have to hear every word. If the Shliach Tzibah goes straight into the next bracha before people are finished saying Amen, even if they're saying Amen too long, they're not going to be able to hear the next bracha. So some write that the Chazan should wait for everybody to finish. That's the Kaf HaChayim. We're going to go through everything at the end of the Shia again, a summary, and Yotz HaShem will come out with everything at the end. Here we go, the next thing. We're going to talk about now Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. I'm not moving away from Amen. This is going to come back to Amen. It's very relevant. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Hey that you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, so long as you're not in a place where you can't be mafsek, for example, Pesukei Zimra, or in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, even Bein HaParakim, you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Shulchan Aruch says, every bracha you hear throughout the day, that you're in a place that you're able to be mafsek, you should answer Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai. He says you need to answer Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai. This does not apply when you're being yotzei with a bracha. If somebody's being motzi you kiddush or Birkas Hamagillah, which is coming up, you do not answer Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai. Tikiyas Shofar, you do not answer Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai. If you did, b'di'eved, you forgot by mistake, you said Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai. So long as you didn't miss any words in the bracha, you didn't speak over the chazan. He was saying very loudly, even if you did answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, but b'di'eved, you are yotzei, you should not go back and make a bracha yourself. If you did not hear the chazan, then you are not yotzei. In certain situations, you should make the bracha yourself. You should ask your Rav what to do. It's a whole other share what to do. I don't want to go into that now. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai is very nice, but sometimes you have brachas with very short endings. He gives the example of Pekeach Ivrim, just two words, or no, Sein HaTorah, just two words, Mevorei Hashonim in Chazor HaShabbos, just two words. If your Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevorei Hashonim, if your Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai is going to make you miss the Amen of the Mevorei Hashonim, you'll still be talking and you'll miss Tuch Deidib, but you won't know what bracha the Shliach Tzibur is saying, you won't know what's flying, and you won't be able to answer Amen. He says it's better not to answer Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai than miss the Amen. So Amen takes precedence over Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the chazan should slow down for these brachas. When you're making Birkas HaTorah on the Sefer Torah when you've just got an Aliyah, Baruch Atah Hashem, wait a second, those same HaTorahs that people can get a very quick Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai in.
And a chosen
kala
under the chuppah, should they answer
Baruch Hu Shemai? A chosen kala under the chuppah, the poskim say they're being motzei with the brachas that the person's saying, so chosen and kala should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. But the evad, if they did, we've already said that they are yotzei, so long as they didn't miss any words. Usually the person at Hashem HaBrachas is saying through a microphone, so unless they shouted Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, they'll probably hear it just fine. Definitely, Chosin and Kala should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai under the chuppah. According to most poskim, these are brachas that are chal on them, and these people that are making the brachas for them are being motzei them. The person making the bracha at a chuppah should have in mind to be motzei the Chosin and Kala. Also, at a Sheva bracha, have in mind to be motzei the Chosin and Kala. The Chosin and Kala should also have das yotzei, and they should be listening to every word of the bracha very carefully.
So it should be the same thing with Kiyas Shofar and
Kiyas Shofar, Mikra Megillah. You do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai because you're being motzei with these brachas. The Shah Hatzion in Oschof Dalet says this is why people don't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai ever. Some people don't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai because they're scared they're going to miss the Amen at the end of the bracha. But the Shah Hatzion says it's better to do what it says in the Mishnah Berurah that you should ask the chazan or the person making the bracha to slow down, wait for a second so you can get your Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai in, and then say Amen. But if you feel you're nervous that you're going to miss the Amen, then you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. I know there's this minhag to answer Baruch Hu Shemai is not brought in the Gemara, it's not brought in any midrashim from Chazal, it's a recent thing in comparison to Amen. Therefore, some very choshev people did not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai ever. For example, the Vilna Gaon didn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. The Chazan Ish is brought down, also didn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. More reasons are brought down as to why not to answer Alpi Kabbalah and through other things with Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. I'm not going to get into that now. We've got a lot to get through with Amen. I would like to stay a local. A woman that lights Ner Yom Tov. Now that we've spoken about not answering things, a woman that likes Ner Yom Tov, and she's already said Shechionu on the candle. Some women, I think most women, have a minhag to say Shechionu by the Ner Yom Tov. She's made the Shechionu on the day already. Now, during Kiddush, the Mekadosh hopefully wasn't there at the Ner Yom Tov. He was in Shul davening away. And he hasn't been Yotzei the Birkas Shechionu yet. Now, when he says Shechionu during Kiddush, should the woman be answering Amen? She's already been Yotzei Shechionu. We spoke about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. When you're being Yotzei Baruch Hu, you don't say unnecessary things. Amen is a necessary thing. But she doesn't answer Baruch Hu Roshamai when she's being Moshi. Does she answer Amen to a bracha that she's already said in a place where she can't be Mafsik? It's during Kiddush, she needs to hear every word. Should she be answering Amen if she's already said Shehechionu? She's already been Motzei a Shehechionu by Ner Yom Tov. So the Har Tzvi, the Sheva Alevi, and Rav Eliyoshiv says she should not answer. She's already been Yotzei, that Amen is a Hefzik, and she should just stay quiet. However, it's important to point out Rav Shmuel Vosner says that on the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot, she's only made Shehechionu on the day of Sukkot. On the day of Pesach, she hasn't made Shehechionu on the Matzah, or on the morrow, or on the Sukkah. So Rav Shmuel Vosner says on the first night Sukkot, the first night Pesach, she can answer Amen to Kiddush, the Shehechionu, or in Kiddush on the first night Pesach, but all other times, first night Sukkot, all other times, she should not answer Amen because it's considered a Hefsuk, she's already been Yotzei the Bracha. However, the Igros Moshe, Rav Shmuel Mazal and Urbach, and Rav Nissim Kavelitz in Chut Shani say that she should answer. Why should she answer? He says it's not being Yotzei, not being Yotzei. It's part of the Nusach of Kiddush, in which case she can answer, it's not a problem. There's a big machlokes. Everybody should do whatever their minhag is. I tell my wife you should not answer. If you forget and you do answer, it's not so terrible. That's what I tell her. On the first night Pesach, first night Sukkot, she should answer. All other times, some say yes, some say no. If you don't know what your minhag is, I don't know what my minhag is. My father doesn't know either. So I tell my wife that she should not answer. If she forgets, it's not so terrible. Now we're going to get into a few more knee-jerk shilas, I like to call them. If your hands are dirty, you haven't washed negavasa, can you answer Amen? Orchas Rabbeinu, they asked the stipler, I think it was, and he said, yes, you can answer Amen. When you need the bathroom, can you answer Amen? The Sefer HaKohen says that you can. If you're in a Beis HaMerchatz, in the inner chamber by the mikveh, mamish by the mikveh, or if you're in the Beis HaKisei, then you should not answer Amen to somebody's bracha. If you're up to Pesukei Zimra or in Maariv, you're Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen Va'Amen, that you're up to that pasuk, does the Amen Va'Amen, can you say that at the same time someone's making a bracha? And have the Amen that you're saying in the davening count as an Amen towards that bracha? So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked this to the Chazon Ish, and he said no, you should say, the Choro, you should say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen Va'Amen Va'Amen. If you're in a place that you could be mafsik, I'm not sure during Maariv or during Pesukei Zimra you can, because it's been it's not Bein HaBarakim, it's Be'en Tzah Perek. But let's say you're saying Tehillim, like Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen Va'Amen, and somebody makes a bracha l'chor, you should say Amen another time in order to cover that Amen. Now, while we're talking about saying Amen a few times, there's a Ramah in Siman Samach Aleph, which says that you should not say Amen twice to any one bracha, because it looks like you're saying Amen to two gods, which could be a problem. So you should not say Amen, Amen to any bracha that somebody gives you. Now the Mishnah Berurah says Amen the Amen is mutter. So if somebody gives you a bracha, you can say Amen the Amen. He brings a Prima Godin, which is Mechadish, something amazing. He says there's two types of Amen that you can say, and saying Amen the Amen to any one bracha is not so terrible. There's Amen that this bracha is MS, and saying Amen is Sheyemale Shaloseinu, that our request should be fulfilled. That's the second Amen. You can say two types of Amen. So saying Amen the Amen is especially to a bracha with two inyonim. For example, Mishnah Berurah said, let me try and explain this to you. Rufo'enu Hashem v'nei rofe is one in one the bracha, that Hashem should heal us. And the second part of the bracha is Rofe Chole Amo Yisroel. That's the second part. So you've got two parts of the bracha, that we should be healed, and Hashem is amazing for healing the people of Klal Yisroel. So saying Amen va'Amen to a bracha with two inyonim. A way I like to remember this is Rav Chaim says Buha, bracha v'hatzlocha. And I like to say, I might have said back Ua, which stands for Amen va'Amen. We have two inyonim, bracha v'hatzlocha. Amen va'amen, the Prima Godim says it's okay to answer back. Now this answers a question that I had. In the Hadron Allah on any Masechta, we say Amen, 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 Selo Bo'ed. How can it be? We say three times Amen. So if you look at the Hadron, the Nusach of the Hadron, you'll see there's numerous things that you would want to say Amen for. With this Prima Godim, maybe it could be okay that's able to answer Amen so many times, even without a Vav in between, Amen va'amen, because we're saying Amen for many things that have come before. But astama bracha bereb riho eitz omein omein is not you're not allowed to answer omein omein. Pardon? Yeah, it says it twice because she's answering on two things. Well, we have this prima godim, which says in any one bracha, there's two ideas. And we're going to go through everything at the end. It means Hashem, everything should become clear. Now, there's something very interesting which someone came up to me and asked me to speak about last week. If there's something dirty in between the person making the bracha and the person who's hearing the bracha. For example, let's say there's a base house, you're in a hotel room, and there's a hotel room, and in between the two hotel rooms, there's a base hakise, and the doors open, and they want to have a minyan through the base hakise. Are people allowed to be mitzaref? Are they able to answer amen? A bracha that's said, and you're hearing it through somewhere that's not the most clean place. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Hei Sif Beis says that Stovot Tinuf Yesh Oimrim, you're not allowed to answer. For example, something dirty, a goy, or a tzelem avodah zorah, that is a hefsek, and you're not able to answer Amen. Now, it's mashma from the Loshna Shulchan Aruch. He says Yesh Oimrim, that this is not taken la halacha. The Chaye Odom is brought by the Mishnah Berurah. He says for Kedusha, Kodosh, Kodosh, and Amen Yehesh Min Rabbi, you're allowed to answer, but all other Amens you should not answer. He says Kodosh. These are only psukim, they're not proper omains, and you're able to say them without a kedusha going on. So even if it is a hefsuk, the chayro, it's fine. But any other omain, you should not answer. And it's also considered a hefsuk between the person and the minion that might be going on. So you're not able to join if there's a goy in between me and the minion, an oved kohovim, or an idol in between myself and a minion. I'm not able to join the minion. That's true. Let's talk about that. It's brought down that our bathrooms, because they're so clean, they get washed away. The tzoya gets washed away. Yesh oimrim, that it's considered like a base hakise that the in Gemara and Brachos talks about. I think on Daf Chof Hey, the Persian base hakise is where the way it worked is there was a hole and it connected to a pipe, which led to out far away, and the tzoya, all the dirty things, would go straight out. So the poskim want to say, maybe our bathrooms are similar. You go to the bathroom, you flush, and the tzoya goes straight out, and the room is left completely clean, sparkling, fresh. I think the scientists say that the cleanest part of your house, because it's bleached so often, is actually the toilet. Everything else is covered in muck and dirt. The scientists say, on a bacterial level, the cleanest room in your house is most likely to be the bathroom. So our poskim talk about this idea. Maybe our bathrooms today don't have a din of a proper beis hakiseh. However, I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Rav Eliyoshiv says, I think Rav Moshe as well, they're masupik about this. They say that it's different to the Persian bathrooms. The Persian bathrooms go to the bathroom straight out the pipe. It didn't even stay there for a second. However, our toilets, because you have to wait for the flush, and the tzoya stays in the room for a while, maybe up to 5 minutes, or however long it is, they say that since the tzoya does stay there, even for a little bit, the Persian beis hakiseis are straight out. Our beis hakiseis are around for 2-3 minutes. They're noite lahachmir, the Indian until us you're dying, and saying Kriya Shema Kenegdom, that our beis hakiseis, our proper beis hakiseis, you should be machmir, for that.
You're not talking about one room where there's a goy cleaning the floor and you've got a minion in that room. You're not talking about that.
I'm not sure if the goy we're talking about is a goy that we have nowadays or a proper Oved Kochavim. I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure. If it were me, I would go around and I'd try and get ahead of him. You should not have a goy in between you and the minion. It's important to note that it could be a sniff lahakel. The Shulchan Aruch brings it as shame yesh omrim. Not everybody holds to this, so maybe, I'm not sure, if you can move south, I would definitely go around if it were me.
You've got a room in your dining room, you're making a marriage, and tables.
Yes, I would step in between.
Between you and the chazan?
Yeah.
So all of you have to step in, all 10 of you.
If that, yeah, the chayor.
You have to know keret, you have keret. People come to shul, bring something to shul, sit there. The keret sit next to the shul.
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe you can be mitzaref around him. There's people in your. I'm not sure. I think it's a shiv and I have to come back. If you'll hear a broch of Li Shema Malchus, for example, Rosh Chodesh Mavorchin coming up, we're going to say Omein a few times, Ya'alevi Ovo during Chazoras HaShatz, the Harachamons in Birkas Hamozin, then the Mishnah Berurah says in Resh Tesvov Sifkot and Tes, that you're chayiv to answer Amen, even if they don't, even if bracha without Shema Malchus, without the words Hashem and Elokeinu in it, you're chayiv to answer. then it's siv. And Emek Shaila says, that which the Mishnah says you're chayev to answer, it's lav dafka. If somebody makes a bracha, Baruch Shepotrani, or Mish Sheberach, or Rosh Chayesh Mavorchin, you have your shis to answer, you're not mechuyev to answer. And the last point, which is very close to me, Mish Sheberach, the omein of a Mish Sheberach, somebody's got an aliyah of the Torah, the Orach HaShochon, Reish Tesvav Sif Aleph, says that if you answer Amen to this Misha Beirach, you Makayim Mitzvahs Aseh Dereisa V'Ahavtol Areyach HaKamoicha. Even if he can't hear you, Kavachim, if he can hear you, V'Chayra, you'd be Makayim Mitzvah V'Ahavtol Areyach HaKamoicha. I personally try and get close to the person getting a Misha Beirach, and I say Amen very loudly in order that he should be able to hear, and he feels a very geschmack feeling that some of you is answering Amen to his Misha Beirach. Now I'm going to go through everything before we run out of time. Everything will be a quick summary of the halachas we've covered today. As somebody who answers Amen should not raise his voice louder than the person making the bracha, as it says in Romo Shemoi Yachdov, we should exalt Hashem together. You should not answer too quiet, not too loud, at the same volume. In order to encourage other people to answer Amen, it's mutter to raise your voice. In order to be Mekayim the Chazal and Shabbos, that Hakol Ha'ein Amen B'chol Koicha Poskin Lo Shari Gan Eden, you're allowed to answer loudly, even if everybody's answering Amen. A Bal Kore to alert the people he's laning is allowed to answer Amen. Somebody is I had a Chavrusa of mine, he's davening Shrona Esrei too loudly, you can hear him. He answered Amen very loud in order to get the other person to daven a bit quieter. We spoke about a Chazan. If there's a Chazan, does not have to wait for everybody to finish the Amen that during Chazar Sashat, let's say. Only for most of the people, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah, the Be'er Halacha points out that if most of the people said Amen too quickly, and the some people are saying Amen properly, the Chazan has to wait for them. The time it takes, say, Kel Melech Ne'eman, in between each bracha, the Chazan should wait for at least that time. So long we saw the Shari Shiva, Diak and the Shari Shiva, so long as you start your Amen before the Chazan starts the next bracha, you can continue your Amen. I like to elongate the Nun of the Amen, which is the quietest part of the Amen, in order that I can hear the whole bracha. We saw an idea that somebody, the halachas katanas brings down that if the chazan is going too fast, you can still answer Amen. It's not up to him to make you lose an Amen. It's not fair. The Biskei Tshuva says if you don't know if the chazan is going too fast or not, you can rely on the halachas katanas. But if you know the chazan is going too fast, you should be machmir for the Shai Teshuva. If you started the next bracha, you should not start saying Amen. But if you're already saying Amen, you can elongate into the next bracha. It's not so terrible. To answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, we said applies to all brachas, so long as you're not in a place you're being mafsik, or you're not being yotzei. If you did answer when you're being yotzei, so long as you didn't miss any words, we said it's okay. We said it's better to miss Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai than to miss an Amen. For example, by Bekeach Ivrim, it's a very short Nosein HaTorah, Mavorech HaShonim. If you're scared by answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, you miss the end of the bracha Amen, then it's better not to answer. The best thing possible is for the Shatz to slow down. If he's not going to slow down, then you should not answer. Some people didn't answer at all, for example, the Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish. There are many reasons as to why this may be, but this might be one of them. This is the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings. A woman that lights Ner Yom Tov, she said Sheikh Yon already, she's already been Moses. Should she answer Amen by Kiddush? We said some yes, we said some no, and we said that when it's first night Pesach, first night Sukkot, there's other things to be saying Sheikh Yonu on, then she should answer, even according to the opinion that says she shouldn't. So it's a machlokes. I tell my wife, if you do answer, you should not answer unless it's the first night Sukkot, first night Pesach. If you do answer, it's not so terrible. You have what to rely on. When your hands are dirty, you can answer Amen when you need to go to Dayim. When you need the bathroom, it's mutter to answer Amen. When you go to Beis HaMerchatz in the inner chamber, or you're in a bathroom, even our bathrooms nowadays, you should not answer Amen. Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen. If you're saying that pasuk, it does not count an amen for the bracha. We said you should not say twice the word amen, amen to any one bracha, because it looks like you're being mekabel shtei rishus. It looks like you're talking to another deity. Amen va'amen, the Mishnah Berurah says, with a vav in between the two amens, is mutter. The Prima Godin, we said there's two types of amen. Amen that the bracha is MS, and amen that the Hashem should fulfill our bakoshes. We said that the Mishnah Berurah points out there's only mutter to answer Amen twice, on a bracha that has two things in it. For example, Rufeinu Hashem and Rofei, and Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael, two separate things. And the way, good way to remember it is Bua and Ua. Bara bracha v'atzlacha is two brachas, and Amen v'Amen is two Amens that you can say back. If there's something between you and the Mavarech, or between you and the Minyan, for example, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch lists Dovah Tinef, a Goy, or an Avodah Zorah, then you're not able to answer Amen. I'm whether this applies to nowadays Goyim, I'm not sure. Or the olden day Mamish Avodah Zorah, I'm not sure. This is only brought by Shemi Yishomrim. The Chai Odom says you can still answer Kedusha, Kolish, Baruch Kavod, or an Omein Yehesh Mirabah. But Omein, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not answer if there's something dirty between you and the person making the bracha. Lastly, we said the bracha B'li Shema Malchus. We said that which the Mishnah Berurah says you're chayav to answer is Lav Dafka Baruch Shepatrani Rosh Chodesh Mevarachin Ya'alevi Yovo. All these times we're saying Omein, and we brought the Aruch HaShulchan, who says you can be Mekayim in the midst of the Raisa V'haftar Erecha Kamaycha for answering Omein to Misha Beirach. It's definitely worth the time it takes to answer Omein to that. Shkaya.